There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club. This is episode number 3 of series 2. The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together and we educate each other on the films we should have seen but we haven't. The beauty of our film club is that anyone can join in wherever you are. All you need to do is watch along with the films and then come join us every Thursday and listen to what we have to say. We're going to talk about what we loved, hated and rated from the films that we should have seen but we haven't. Each week, one of us picks a film for the others to watch. This week, it was my choice, and I chose the film Hunt for the World of People for the boys to watch. But before we find out what they thought about the film, it's been 4 weeks now, has it? 4 weeks, 5 weeks since I've seen you?
Oh, you want us to speak now? You usually introduce us first.
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, yeah. It's your podcast now, isn't it? Shepherd came up with the idea on the radio. Well, I had this fucking idea. Me and Coulson watching films, I thought I'd educate him. And now you've gone fucking radio DJ, you're off. Yeah. Hello, I'm Coulson Smith, and welcome back to my podcast. I've got two people, I don't know who they are. Jack and Ben, don't really jump in. And this is me about my films that I like?
I forgot that.
Railroaded us.
I'm Colton Smith, and I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
And this is the Sofa Cinema Club. See, I'm very flustered. We said we'd be on at 5pm, and it got to 10 to 5, and I looked on the maps on my phone, and I was miles away.
Well, you've been on the
run. I haven't told you this. No, I was out walking, but I've just had to get my mum to pick me up.
Oh, God.
I shit
like
you not.
Like 16. Mum, I went out to walk and I never realised. I walked and I didn't come straight back.
I texted her at like 4:10 and I was like, and she went, "You're miles away, aren't you?" And I was like, "Yeah." So I said, "I'll walk to this place and can you pick me up from there?"
What were you anyway? You meant to be inside.
Yeah.
It was my hour's exercise.
An hour, but obviously a bit longer than an hour, wasn't it, Coulson?
Well, I got caught out, my mum had to pick me up, and now we're here. And now I'm flustered,
okay. But
we're in.
Apology accepted.
Anyway, thank you. That's why I forgot to say what your names are. I do value you both, just not as important as me.
Just not very much. Anyway.
So, what have we been up to? How has isolation been? What's been happening in the week? Anything exciting? Obviously, Jack, a lot has happened for you.
Yeah, been quite busy. So, I think we talked about it on the last podcast, didn't we, about the Love Actually dance. And I put it on all the socials, TikTok, Twitter and Instagram. You might have seen it. The Love Actually Hugh Grant dance. It's very funny. I nearly split up with my girlfriend in the process, though. It's hard, like, because especially she's got to be in it. She's the secretary at the end that catches me doing the dancing. And, yeah, I was being a director and losing my temper a bit about
cues and timing. It's a two-man crew, isn't it? Oh,
losing your temper a lot.
I proper did. I'm there doing that. I went, no, you come in on this bit. And I'm doing the crab dance. It was funny.
Were you getting her to film it and then looking at it straight back and going, no,
no,
that's not the shot I asked
that's
for.
That's not the shot. Yeah.
It's a full, you filmed a full music video with a two-man crew.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Between the both of you, you've starred in it, you've lit it, you've filmed it.
Costume.
You've done everything. You've fully gone. Yeah. That was a full day, wasn't it? That took And I mean, the one thing you've not put on any of the social media, which I think you should, is the storyboard that you did in preparation.
Yeah. I've lost the storyboard, but I've got the picture, haven't I? I've got the picture that I sent you. Oh yeah, it's not the best artwork.
I rang you this morning. You didn't answer.
Oh yeah, what do you want?
I rang you to see if you'd seen Emma Freud's message on Twitter.
Who's she?
Richard Curtis's wife.
All right. No.
Sent you a message saying, thanks for this. We loved it.
Did she?
I was buzzing. Saw her at breakfast.
That's very good.
Mint that, innit?
No way.
So Richard Curtis has seen you dancing.
Mint.
It's good that, innit?
It's very good, yeah.
It excited me this morning over my scrambled egg. And then in other news, the price of Lego.
Yes, I've caved. I said I wasn't going to buy any more Lego because the prices have gone through the roof. I've told the nation to buy
Lego. So you finished
Lego.
The Batmobile now, yeah?
Yeah, Batmobile done. And I wasn't going to get any more because the prices have rocketed because I told everybody to go buy Lego and they all listened. I've caved and I've bought the Taj Mahal.
Has it got the inside?
Wow.
Yeah, you have to build the inside.
Oh, do you? So I wonder There's two coffins inside.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he died.
Yeah.
It took them 25 years. I've been to the Taj Mahal. It's amazing.
Mm. Was it made out of Lego?
He built it out of big Lego.
I've also got the next dance that I'm going to do from a film. Do you have some guesses?
Full Monty.
Nope.
No, it's got to be something you can do with Hanny.
Yeah.
Dirty Dancing.
Nope.
The one, Quentin Tarantino, the thingy with John Travolta.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wisdom. Well,
if we get Travolta on that, that's big.
We've had Richard Curtis, can we have Quentin Tarantino?
Can we get Travolta? Well, he's on social media, isn't he, Travolta?
Is he?
Yeah, I think he is. I don't think Tarantino is, but old Travolta has always got a picture of him in his plane, hasn't he? He's on a plane all the time that he's flying.
It best not be
maybe
now.
Maybe he's a Sofa Cinema Club fan. Maybe we'll get him in to tell us what he thought of Jack's dance. Ben, what about you?
Well, I haven't been dancing.
Not yet. You've not got to that point.
I think I'm finding it a bit rough now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
What do you mean? Why? Bored?
No, just not bored. More, I feel constrained now. I travel a lot, don't I?
Yeah.
To come up to work. I'm away from work. I'm always very, very busy. And being inside...
With the family.
With the family and the dog that escapes.
Every day.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's not... I'm sure it's exactly what other people feel at the same... But, you know, if I'm honest...
I just bumped into Sue Nichols, who plays Audrey in... Marks and Spencer's food hall. So that was nice. Just to see. We kept us 2 metre distance.
Face.
But yeah, it's just... I was like, oh, hi. How have you been?
Oh, it must and she's nice fine. For her to see.
Yeah, yeah, it was nice. It's the first time she's been out.
Is it?
Yeah. But she says she's fine. She's finding it all right, really.
Yeah.
It is nice when you see... You know, if you're at the shop or if someone walks past your house or... Yeah. You kind of appreciate it a lot more, don't you?
Mm.
Like... That bit. It is. It's a very lonely, weird time, which is why I'm very grateful to have this to do, because I get to see all of your faces. And
well, we have a laugh, don't we?
Lines it up. And we have a laugh.
I had to watch it last night. You got something busy going on, I think, which is great. Like Jack did his Dan, you know, you're thinking about other things and... I think it's just, after a while, I'm a bit like, I need to get out now. I need to be able to get out and, like, yeah.
The highlight of my week, yesterday, all sat in the lounge, Easter Monday it was yesterday, Mum's cooked a joint of beef. So, the joint of beef's on the side resting. Dog walks in the lounge, Mum goes... What's she got now? Joint of fucking beef in her mouth. Proud as punch. Proud as punch. Full joint of beef in her mouth.
No. Did you wrestle it off her?
She gave me it straight away. And my dad was like, it'll be fine. I've taught her to have a soft mouth.
I'll wash it under the tap and I'll just take the bits off she's chewed. It'd be right.
He went, have a look. There'll be no teeth marks in it. There'll be no teeth marks
in it. Did you eat it?
No.
Oh, I would have done.
I think I would have had a go. Yeah.
Dog ruined
the Easter Monday dinner.
I tell you what, though, the panic, the chocolate panic with a dog.
Yeah.
Being able to eat chocolate.
Oh, if they eat chocolate, then you've got to go to the vet. You don't want to go to the vet in lockdown. And like you're like chocolate egg panic.
And why do they love it? They absolutely love it. And it kills them.
Like
it
a grape. Them. I had to take Star to the vets and they gave me the raisin. They made her sick and gave me the raisin. £200 later.
What do you mean? She had a raisin?
Yeah, they're poisonous, aren't they? Grape
sultanas.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that one.
Yours are absolutely.
Won't be leaving the grapes out there.
I won't be leaving the fruit and nuts out. That was a mistake.
Jack's there thinking, I'm always feeding the dogs raisins.
Fruit and nut, that's deadly then, isn't it? That's deadly for them. Fruit and nut, game over.
You've got you would have thought they would have gone, ooh, I think this kills me, I'm not going to eat it. But they're like, no, I'm having that.
It's like the best thing on the world to them.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the film?
Go for it.
So, I was convinced last week that I picked a film that was going to seal the approval of all of you. So, Hunt for the Wilder People. I'll give you a brief synopsis. So, we follow a child called Ricky Baker, who has been through the care system in New Zealand. He's been passed from pillar to post, and he's passed to his next carer. He's a troubled kid. He's got a reputation for escaping, causing trouble. He goes with his new family. It's going to be exactly the same as any other. He's going to try and escape, etc., etc. But they treat him differently. He gains a closeness with his aunt, as he calls her, who takes him in. And then she passes away, and Ricky Baker is about to go back into the care system. And the film is a story of him and his adopted uncle on the run in the bush from the police.
Yes. Well done.
Good synopsis. Yes. Yeah, fair.
Yeah, mate. Now, are we going to continually talk in this accent now? Because as soon as I talk about the film, Ricky, I talk in that accent. I was talking about it all last night.
Ricky Baker, you're a teenager today.
He's got an unusual manner to him, isn't he, Ricky?
Are we talking about the way he looks?
No.
He's huge.
The way he is.
He's a massive unit. When he saw him, I thought, Jesus.
I can see why Coulson likes it.
That policewoman coats him off straight away when she gets out of the car.
Yeah.
And his new auntie, doesn't she?
Yeah.
That's the best line, goes, isn't it? It's new auntie.
You're
angry?
She goes, well, that's a stupid question.
Look at you.
Yeah. You're angry, mate.
That's straight away the best line in there.
Which one?
He's an unusual character. The kid's called Julian something. He's been in quite a lot of things now, but I think that was like his first big thing. But he's got a look, hasn't he, definitely?
But also what they did quite well was, you believe he'd had a life before it. He was quite reserved and he didn't want to stay there, did he? He'd obviously been moved to a lot of homes and he didn't want to stay there.
Mm. And he just wanted to be in Auckland, being a gangster in the big city.
Yeah.
His plan was, that's where he was going to escape to. And then the character of Arne kind of treats him a little bit differently and they find a common ground and then he kind of, you know, he never calls it a home, but he admits to the fact that he's settled there. You know, he has his first ever birthday. They buy him a dog, like he's settled. And it seems like his life is just about getting normal. And then there's that moment where he comes out of the shed after cuddling his dog Tupac and he sees Uncle like crying over Aunt's dead body because she obviously dies when she puts the washing out, which is just
She just died and he didn't even think trying to revive her ring an ambulance. Dead. She's dead. She's dead, mate. I know it. We're too far away. We can't save her. She's dead. And he cries, doesn't he? And Ricky sees that.
Yeah. We haven't really met the character Uncle that much at this point. You know, they've hardly spoke any words to each other and they're definitely not the best of friends. Mm. And the person that is friends with Ricky and the person that wanted to have Ricky around is now dead.
Well, he
so he's
says
like,
that, he says, it wasn't my decision to have you around, it was hers.
That's the pivot, isn't it? She dies, then he says, I don't want you. And then Ricky realises he's going to get sent back to another foster home or juvie, as he calls it.
Yeah.
And basically,
well, he goes on the run then.
He makes an effigy of himself, burns it to make it look like he's burnt in a fire.
And accidentally burns the entire shed down.
Burns the entire shed. Great shot, by the way. It's a great shot. He's on a mountain.
Yeah.
He's looking at burning shed.
Yeah.
And then he goes, doesn't he? He goes rogue into the bush with Tupac and a shotgun.
And a massive, massive rucksack. The rucksack that is almost as big as him.
And he's got 10 like, sandwiches, isn't he?
10 slices of bread. It's 10 slices of bread. And he's going, remember, Ricky, it's all about the rations. And then he eats all 10 in like the first hour.
And he falls asleep.
So he falls asleep. He's escaped the bush. At first, he's on the run
from
the child protection.
From everyone, isn't it?
Well, no, not at first.
Now, they're worth mentioning, aren't they? The two the child protection woman.
And the
police. She's brilliant.
She is absolutely... And the policeman, she is... Yeah. George. No, what is it? No child?
George. No child left behind. No child left behind.
Yeah. No child left behind.
She's
child no protection. Child left behind.
No child left behind.
She's psychotic.
Yeah, she is. So when she goes on like that this morning, GMTV sort of show... Yeah, yeah. And they're asking her what her opinion of him. And she goes, he's just a spanner in the works. And I'm going to put him back in the toolbox.
He's burnt stuff. He's stolen stuff. He's graffitied stuff. He's set stuff on fire. She hates him.
Yeah. It's Paula and Andy, isn't it? Andy's the police officer. Paula's child protection. No child left behind.
Yeah.
And they are brilliant. And how every time you see it, it starts off them two, and then it's her and the police, and he goes, I am the police. And then she's got the full police, yeah. And then she's got the army, then she's got the SWAT team.
But it's like she's the head of the police, and she's just child services something, isn't she? I mean, she shouldn't have any authority, but it's like all the police are shit
great,
scared of her.
That's what's great. Yeah. She's taking it on like a lone crusade. And you think she's trying to save his welfare.
Yeah.
She doesn't give a shit. No, she just is pissed off he's run off.
Yeah.
And she thinks he's a little scrote.
Yeah.
She's pissed off with him. And she's going to get him. She goes, hunt you down.
I'm like
Terminator.
Sarah Connor.
Terminator.
Terminator. He goes, I'm the Terminator. He goes, no, you're not. You're Sarah Connor from the first one before she could do chin-ups.
It's worth mentioning, isn't it? There's some brilliant lines in that
film.
The script is hilarious. My favourite bit with Paula and Andy is when they meet Ricky and there's the bank in between them. And she goes, that's it, Ricky. We got you. Now just come down the bank. Come back up the other side.
But at the end of that shot, the policeman goes down the bank and he falls
just slides.
And he leaves the shot on him, and he just slinks out of shot. Very good.
He's great, that copper, because he's just thick in it.
He's brilliant.
Great, stupid. Yeah.
So let me ask you both a question. Mm. So obviously we've been chatting about the film a little bit. How does this differ to the films that I've picked previously? Because
good.
Obviously, opening into this podcast, it's been a little bit of a different reaction to normal, because at this point we'd be doing the ratings and you'd be saying it was a 2 because zebras can't talk.
Mm.
But you know it's a good film, Coulson.
Yes.
But it's the same it's the same sort of theme, isn't it, for Coulson's movie picks.
But when you pick Racing Stripes or Papadopoulos and Son, you know in the back of your head they're shit. No, but you know this one was good. You know me and Jack. Did you like it, Jack? You haven't said whether you liked it.
Yeah, I did like it.
But
there is a
no.
I wasn't blown away. I think it's because at the end of the last podcast, I think it was you, Ben. You went,
yeah.
Oh, this might be 30 out of 30. This is going to be tens.
I've turned you away from it.
So it's not. I was watching it and I was excited to watch it because I thought this is going to be mint. And as I was watching it, I had a few titters and I was laughing a bit. But then I thought, it's nowhere near high ratings for me.
Ooh, wow, plot twist. We're only halfway through.
Yeah.
We've had a shit sandwich delivered to us from Deliveroo. There you go, Ricky. Go give your fucking life. I'm going to push it at a 3 or 4.
But I thought all the characters were good.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Usual protocol, what we liked.
Yeah.
So we've chatted, obviously, script is very good. The direction, obviously, is a Kiwi director. I think he directed four before this.
Ragnarok, he did that
yeah.
one.
No, didn't he do that afterwards?
He did that after.
Did he?
Yeah.
What's his name, Ben?
Taika Waititi?
No, it's not. It's Taika Waititi is his name.
Waititi? No. The way you said that, Waititi?
Taika Waititi.
He directed a film called Boy before this, and then some shorts. He was an actor as well.
This is the guy that's done Jojo Rabbit, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the guy who's the priest in the film.
Yeah.
Because he wrote this film.
He adapted it from a book, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And the book was a New Zealand book.
What I loved was he really showed New Zealand off, didn't he?
So that's only the North Island. So that's only filmed at the top of Auckland and surrounding areas. So obviously the bush, in effect, is a stretch in the top of the North Island that is that big. But it is a...
It did remind me a lot of Up, the Disney film.
The balloons in the house.
No. Think about it. Old man. Wife dies.
Yeah.
Boy.
Fat kid. That's what you thought. You've gone fat kid.
Listen. Fat kid comes into his life. He doesn't want anything to do with him. But then something happens and he has to go on this journey with him to this tropical place. They find a bird. Right? And they find a man there that's insane.
Oh my God. He's stolen
it. Comes after him.
He's stolen the whole film.
And they're getting the bird and they're trying to get the bird. It's exactly like Up. How do you not see
it? But there's no balloons.
It's a fucking cartoon. The other one's set in New Zealand. That's why I don't see it. Because there's no one called Ricky Baker. It's a universal story.
Yeah.
It's Up. And Up came out in 2009. And that came out in 2016.
Oh my God, he's stolen it. I can't believe it. Ricky Baker, he's stolen the film. All he needed was some balloons and a house, and that would have been it.
You're talking about the story, Jack.
Yeah.
Saying that it's the same sort of story that I like.
Yeah, because it starts off with someone who's an underdog. So it's Ricky Baker. And then he goes through a little shit time in the middle, and then there's a big payoff at the end. You know what I mean? That's sort of like the themes that you like.
Happy ending.
Yeah. Not that I'm saying there's anything wrong with happy endings. Happy endings are nice. Just there's never any really change in your themes. Not that that's a bad thing.
You absolutely shit on Coulson. It's not a bad thing, Coulson. You just like just the same film, just delivered in a different way, mate. You like it in cartoon form. You like it in zebra form. You like it in big
Kiwi
form. Kiwi form, any form. As long as there's a happy ending. I think it's a bit smarter than that. I think this film is a bit smarter than that. I think there's themes in there and all the bit with the dying and the way they build that relationship. I really like it. I think it's done very, very well. It's directed really beautifully in a very light touch. And then he pulls you back in. At the very end, he really... There's a moment they've come a long way. Sam Neill's character's come a long way. And yeah. Ricky's come a long way into trust, hasn't he?
Heck and Ricky are brilliant, aren't they, together? And is that because, you know, we talked about last week, Ben, you get that payoff.
Mm. Yeah.
Would you say that the reason that Heck and Ricky get along so, or how me as a viewer felt watching it, you are rooting for Heck and Ricky, aren't you? And is that because of you've seen the friendship develop, or is that just because
that? Yeah, but it was like in Ricky's head, wasn't it? It's like that thing of two men against the wild. There they are. They're fighting it out and they're getting chased by that woman. And it was like they were both loners. He'd been in prison. Yeah. He'd had a past. Ricky had a past. They shouldn't really get on. They both played it very well. The kid's very good. Sam Neill's very good.
Mm. Yeah.
And Sam Neill didn't try to be likeable at the start.
Well, you don't like him. You don't. You don't like him until he breaks his foot. And when he breaks his foot, you're glad about it. And
that
chapter...
That pig. Fight with that pig.
What, right at the end?
He jumps on him with a knife. Isn't it? So say what happens, Jack.
What?
With the pig.
I was a bit upset when the dog died.
Dog died, yeah. That's sad.
They
find the two dogs that they've gone on the bush with, find a massive hog, don't they?
Yeah.
They go to attack it.
Tupac and Zag.
They go to fight it. Sam Neill realises that the dog's going to get it, his beloved dog, and then attacks him with a knife.
Mm.
Dog gets it. Then Ricky Baker has to jump down with a gun and blows the other hog bang in the eyes.
Right between the eyes.
Yeah. I felt sorry for the hog in a way.
Because why? You just killed Zag?
Yeah, but the dogs fucking started it. They run after the hog. And the hog's just defending himself.
That's what dogs do in the bush. That's their...
What do you mean what they do? He's sat in the bush minding his own business. Looking for truffles.
Dogs.
Oh, and the dogs has just come after him.
You're not going to walk around the corner and see a hog, mate. They're nasty. They're going to go straight after you. They're going to try and eat you.
They weren't doing anything.
More people die in the bush from hog attack than crocodiles.
One thing it does ridiculously well is, like Ben touched on it earlier in terms of, I think, the scenery and the shots, is that bit of showing you New Zealand, but it does it in the script and the story. Mm.
That Lord of the Rings bit was funny.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Because as soon as they got in that position, I instantly thought of Lord of the Rings. And he shot it, hasn't it? Exactly the same.
He's copied it. It was filmed. I mean, it was filmed on the other island. But it was filmed exactly the same.
Yeah.
I think the script is really smart. It's a really smart, funny script.
Yeah.
He's not done anything fancy with the shots. He's not done much fancy with how he's filming it. Well, he's obviously shot it on a budget, but the script is smart. And he sends you, like when they go to that, what's it, that kind of wooden hut in the middle of the bush to survive, and those guys come in.
This is the best scene.
They think he's a pervert. Don't they?
And he goes, Ricky, what's he been doing to you? And he goes, He won't play with me. He just makes me play on my own. And he watches me play. And sometimes he joins in, but not for long.
Okay, oh my God, you're a pervert, mate. You're a pervert. And then it's only till they escape that then Ricky realises what he said. But it's smart. It's really smart.
Clever script.
The script's very, very smart. Very funny.
I liked that... what's that psycho called? Is it Psycho Sam?
Sam.
Yeah, he's explaining him to say you all right, and he goes, you want to be careful out here. Psycho Sam who lives around here.
Have you heard of him?
You ever heard of him? No. And he goes, oh, well, I'm Sam anyway.
Nice to meet you.
Brilliant.
And then he goes,
Sam, what's the quickest way out of here? And he goes, jetpack.
Yeah, that's a good line, you see. It's got you there. Jetpack. He's a comic, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a comic in real life, that lad. Is it, right? He was funny. He was funny. Proper funny.
It's when Ricky turns around to Heck and he goes, "We need to be careful if there's a psycho around here." And then Sam turns around with the pots and pans and goes, "Put these on your head. The government can't hear you." It is, you know, the story follows them going through the bush, escaping and on the run. And whilst they're on the run, it's all about the characters they meet and the tales they face. Mm. So Ricky falls in love.
Yeah.
Instantly. They've become famous. So they're not only on the run, but everybody knows who they are. The film actually flicks back through news reports, like you said, when Paula, yeah, the Child Protection Service, No Child Left Behind, is on like the equivalent to This Morning. That's actually the real New Zealand TV show as well. Yeah, and so anything that was filmed with reporters and crew is the real New Zealand.
Real reporters.
Yeah. So in effect, it's like her being sat with Holly Willoughby saying, Schofield. Yeah, he sets things on fire, he burns things.
But don't you think it's interesting that the story you've just laid out isn't like extraordinary, isn't it? It's not like Jack just said, it's just like Up.
Mm.
It's like loads of stories. But the way it's told and the way he does it in 1 hour 40 and the performances make that film.
Mm.
We can have two films on similar themes of yours, Coulson. One is crap and the other can be really good. Yeah. But it's interesting. Yeah, there's something in that direction, that writing.
Of what makes a film.
Yeah.
And like the bit for me is the reason I like the film is on those themes that we were discussing of the fact that he falls in love. You meet the funny characters like Psycho Sam. You know, you've got the police, the army, everyone chasing. And all Ricky wants is to go out in a blaze of glory. And you know that it's constantly building to get to this point where something's going to happen.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance
Kid.
Yeah,
that's what I thought of, yeah.
That's what it is at the end, yeah.
Watch that. Is it a film? Yeah.
It's a film. It's quite famous at the end. But that's what happens. He references a lot of films, doesn't he? And that's one of the references at the end.
Boys in the Hood. The lead character in Boys in the Hood is Cuba Gooding Jr. in it, and he's called Ricky Baker.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's named after him, yeah.
Because he's a gangster. That's what he's
named
after. He
wants to be a gangster in Auckland.
Yeah.
It's just a very good film.
So what rating would you give it?
What rating would I give it? First time I watched it was in New Zealand. And it probably was. Have been 2016.
Oh, so you saw it come out then?
Well, I was out there in Christmas 2016. And my family went, "There's this film, it's brilliant." And I was like, "Yeah, whatever." And they were like, "No, it's brilliant." And I remember watching it and laughing my head off. And then I picked a film for them, which I won't tell you what it was.
What was the film you picked for them, Coulson?
Four Lions.
Oh, I've not seen
it. It's actually good. They enjoyed it. Rating for me, 9.
9?
I think fairly solid with a 9. It's clever. It's different. You say it's the same. I think it's very different.
No, it is different. It is different. I don't mean that. I just meant the journey how the film goes.
Yeah.
So what's your rating, Jack?
I've been thinking about this today, and I started off really low.
What?
Yeah, I started off around 5.
Oh, his arse is going.
Just because... Well, you are going to have to explain.
Because after it finished, I felt fuck all. I didn't feel anything for him. And as the credits went up, I went, "Well, that was nice. I'll go clean my teeth and get ready for bed." I think it's because you bigged it up to be tens.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean?
And it, so what's your rating? So you were going to go 5.
I were going to go 5, but then I did like the acting, I did like the directing, I did like the writing. But it's a film I will never ever watch again, probably. So for me, it's 6.5.
Fucking hell. What does it have to be?
It's just because I wasn't blown away, and I was expecting to be blown away.
Oh.
But you can't... What does it have to... Like,
kicked him in the willy there. Hard. Full crack.
But I don't get what... What do you want? Because...
He looks what, upset, what, Jack.
What are you
well,
expecting?
What's your rating, Ben?
Oh, flick it over to me, is it, Jacko? He's visibly... I've never seen a man cry on Zoom, and I'm watching it. I'm going to be controversial here, and I'm going to go 9.
Why 9?
Yes.
I'll tell you why, yes. Jack. It's not an extraordinary film.
So why has it got 9? You're just contradicting yourself.
It's not an extraordinary premise. It's a very, very good film, well told, with a very good script and good performances. For me, that makes it a very good film. He's not having to...
Oh,
but not for you, Jack.
But why
for
not?
Me, it and is. For me, like, it is. When I watched that film, I thought, what a technically... One, on not much money. Two, with a smart script. Three, not losing a lot of locations. Four, making you fall in love with two characters
I don't think
that
I
aren't
did.
Very likable.
That's probably the thing. I don't think I did.
It's not a film for you, Jack. Mm. I get that. I couldn't walk away with a kind of half rating for me, because when I watched it, my kids have watched it, and I've watched it with them. Of that genre, the way he's told that film, I think he's done it very, very successfully.
Yeah.
And I like it for that. So I have to give it a 9, because I can't walk away. If I made that film, I'd be very, very happy to make that film. I think it's a very, very clever film.
I'm sorry.
Ooh. Bloody hell.
What can you do?
He's come down very hard on Ricky Baker. Should we move on? We have to agree to disagree.
On to the next one, yeah. So on to the next
the
one.
Next
I'll put
film.
Ricky Baker back in the cupboard for a bit.
He's gone. We didn't even get him out of the bush. We left him.
Poor kid. Every child left behind, this child has been.
Well, what's he got? What's the total score, though?
24.5.
That's good.
Jack,
that's
it's the same as Mamma Mia got in Series 1.
Yeah.
I don't think I liked Mamma Mia, though, did I?
I don't think
you liked it.
I think I went like 7 for Mamma Mia, I think.
I don't like... You see, there we go, you see?
There we go.
There's a film I don't like. So, 24.5. I think you've got to be reasonably happy with that, Coulson. I went high on my rating.
I'm completely happy, and I don't really mind, because it's a film I enjoyed, and I enjoyed watching it. I just thought that... I might have cracked it.
Yeah.
And I thought that Jack might... And I'm just more disappointed that, you know, I'm going to have to try harder.
Next time you say a film, I'm not going to react at all. I'm going to keep my face completely placid.
Series 8, I might get there with a complete 30 out of 30. What am I watching?
So, we have discussed, me and Ben, and the film that we have picked for you. It's a classic, and a lot of people have seen it. The film that we have chosen is Dirty Dancing.
I actually haven't seen it. I haven't, and I nearly watched the show, but I haven't. No, I haven't seen it. My mum loves it.
Good.
Good.
I had the time of my life. I know that song, but I haven't seen it.
Good.
Mint. Right, same time next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before we go, if you want to keep in touch with us, you can. Our social medias are at Sofa Cinema Club. We're on Twitter and we're on Instagram. Please share this podcast with any of your friends.
Give us a rating.
To it.
A rating.
Give us a rating.
That's what we need. For us to go up the charts, we need a rating. Don't just listen to it.
Five stars.
Jack four
will
stars.
For four.
Just give us anything. Five. Just go 5. Come on.
Let us know what you think of each podcast. Either do it in a review or send us a message on Twitter and Instagram. And tell your friends to listen, because we appreciate it. Good night. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Hold up.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.